Monroe Street, then turn right. Turn right toward East Washington Street, then turn right onto East Washington Street.
You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Abbs.
Head southwest on North Main Street toward East Washington Street. In 600 feet, your destination will be on the right.
This morning, I'm waking up in Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's a medium-sized city in the Shenandoah Valley. I first came here a number of years ago when my ex lived here, and one of my friends from college lived here as well.
Your destination is on the right.
And this little cooperative worker-owned restaurant was always on the list of places to go when I visited. It's called the Little Grill Collective. It's been a worker-owned collective since 2003, but it's been an establishment in Harrisonburg for many, many years, since the early 80s, I believe. So this morning I'm gonna go get breakfast here and see if anybody maybe wants to talk to me.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Many?
Just me.
Okay, have a seat wherever you like.
What's your name?
You all set?
I'm ready now, yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna do the dually.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the eggs over medium?
Sure.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Excellent.
Cool, all thanks.
Right. Yeah, and you're welcome.
Mmm. Two medium fried eggs, fried potatoes, wheat buttermilk biscuits with mushroom gravy. Mmm. Mushroom gravy's awesome. Well, Harrisonburg is awake now, as you can hear the traffic in the background. Had a great breakfast, and first I spoke with Molly.
My name is Molly Delaney.
Molly is a part owner of the Little Grill Collective and has been working here for 4 or 5 years. Started right out of college and wasn't expecting to stay, but found a community and her own little dot.
I had heard wonderful things about the grill and I've never really had a service job or anything like that. And I was like, okay, so let's give this a try. We start you off in the dish room, so there wasn't really any expectations going in, which was really nice. And now I'm one of the 7 owners here because it's a cooperatively owned business, which is really, really wonderful. I always like to tell my friends who are like, why are you still here? Because this is my college town. And then I'm like, Harrisonburg is it's a rock solid blue dot in the middle of Rockingham County. It's just what it is. The vibe is really interesting because I would say most people look at it as a cross between a hole in the wall and kind of a hippie, kitschy, cute. And I feel like we definitely fill both of those things. Actually, my dad, when I first came in here, he's like, collective, because this Little Grill Collective is our official name, collective, don't you think people are going to think you're communist or something? And I was like, well, Dad, I mean, we're socialists, basically. It's definitely a different place. I mean, I don't own a car and I live within a quarter mile of where I work, and I live in basically a 2-mile radius. I definitely live within my own little dot, and I really enjoy it, and I think it's really wonderful, and everybody should have at least some kind of period in their life where they sort of, not necessarily insulate, but make their worlds really small and then sort of bloom out from there, and you can grow in the ways that you want to grow.
Sweet. Sure. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
I also spoke with Doug. Doug's been coming to the Little Grill Collective since before it was the Little Grill Collective, since back in the 80s.
Yeah, my name's Doug. I live in Mount Crawford, just a few miles south.
Cool.
Yeah.
He hadn't been in for a while, but he just happened to stop in today and sat next to me while he was having breakfast.
Well, I remember standing on those benches over there. It was so packed in here, and people out in the street to listen to Arches of Loaf one night.
It was great. They used to have live music here some. I don't know if they still do. I don't come here a lot anymore. But oh, I used to work here, too, on a voluntary basis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the soup kitchen. I used to wash dishes. Yeah, that was about 20 years ago. Yeah, I was in the mood this morning. I just finished my meditation downtown at the Zen Center, and I wanted to, before therapy, have some pancakes.
I also got an opportunity to speak with Brent.
Cool.
Hey, thanks.
I'm Chris.
I'm Brent.
Brent, nice to meet you.
Brent has also been coming here for a while and has really seen how the Little Grill incorporates in with the local community.
I'm Brent Finnegan. I have been living in Harrisonburg most of my life, and I've been coming to the Little Grill since I was in high school. I used to come here when it was owner-operated, and that owner had to, you know, sell it, and a lot of the employees bought it. Essentially, so it's, you know, it's owner operated, and I think that gives it its own I don't know what you call it. It gives it its own vibe in terms of you know, the people that work here care about it. They're not just doing it because it's just another job. Sure. I think everyone that works here realizes that what we have here is unique, and they want to keep it going. Mm. I think this side of town in particular, you have the industrial side of town and the downtown, and the Little Grill kind of exists between those two places. And I think that brings its own vibe to it. It brings its own set of values, which is, you know, we care about working people. We care about this community. It's not just about making a buck. It's also about, you know, doing good for our community. They used to have soup kitchens here, which now happen across the street at our community place.
Okay.
Our community place is like a nonprofit, and
cool.
You know, it gives a place for people to go who are struggling with, you know, addiction, homelessness, various other challenges. And the guy who started it is also the guy who used to own this. You know, they're. This has existed in a neighborhood that is traditionally lower income and just on the outskirts of downtown, which is more bustling, more booming. And so I think that there's a reflection of, you know, local values here, some of the Anabaptist history you can find. There's little bits and pieces of different culture in Harrisonburg at the Little Grill. You know, I would also say, I mean, just a piece of trivia about the Little Grill is that our Old Crow Medicine Show kind of has their start here.
Really?
And Catch Secor has been to our community place, knows Ron Copeland, and he's starting something very similar to our community place in Nashville.
Yeah, I saw Old Crow like 5 years ago at JMU when I was down here with my friend.
Yep.
It was pretty sweet.
No, I used to see him play open mic night. I would, you know, he would play a really good song, and then I would get up and play a really bad song. Yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. Hey, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Have a good
one. Here, out there?
In here, out there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for everybody at the Little Grill for doing what they're doing. Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, it's Chris. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. This was the 50th episode, 50 days straight on the podcast. It's been a journey so far. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Or if you're new here, check out the episode A Creek's Legacy or That Time My Bus Got Hijacked in Peru. Just scroll back a bit. There's a whole bunch of great episodes, and I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, I'm going to get some sleep. That was a long edit. I'll talk to you later. Bye.